It's now 6:31, and good morning. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Governor J.B. Pritzker has added $65 million to his gubernatorial campaign. That move allows him to spend money on his race for a third term and help other candidates across the country. Pritzker, a billionaire, has largely self-funded his three campaigns to a total of more than $320 million. The governor's Republican rival, Darren Bailey, is far behind when it comes to political cash on hand. Speculation continues about Pritzker making a potential run for president in 2 years. The Pritzker campaign declined to comment on the contribution. The Chicago Teachers Union has filed a defamation lawsuit against a conservative policy research organization. The union suit claims social media posts and articles bashing the union's finances and its president are part of a deliberate campaign to harm the union's reputation. The suit names the Illinois Policy Institute and the litigation firm the Liberty Justice Center. The suit comes ahead of crucial school board races in the November election and next year's mayoral race in Chicago. A union spokesperson told the Sun-Times the union is standing up for itself. Most of what the suit calls defamatory statements relate to transparency of union finances. Researchers say purple corn could offer a natural alternative to artificial food dyes and some new opportunities for farmers. For our Health and Harvest Desk, Rachel Kramer has more.
One of the challenges food manufacturers face when trying to use plant-derived food dyes is that they tend to lose their color during processing or while sitting on a shelf. But researchers at the University of Missouri have found potential with a variety of purple corn from South America. They're collaborating with Sherry Flint Garcia, a USDA research geneticist who's developing purple corn hybrids that can grow in the U.S. She uses dog breeding to help explain the process.
If you have a pug and a beagle, those are different breeds and you know, pure breeds. If you cross them together, then you make a crossbreed, like a puggle. And so we have the same thing in corn.
The researchers say purple corn hybrids could open new markets for farmers. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
The Illinois State Fair has set another attendance record for a grandstand show. The country artist Lainey Wilson performed Saturday night to a crowd of more than 15,500 people, drawing one more person than last year's Megan Maroney show, which set the record at that time. This is NPR Illinois.